What's up, guys, and welcome to the Sports Ethos DFS Today podcast. I'm your host, Sam Cantalupo, otherwise known as DJ Sammy Caps on Twitter and all other platforms. I'll once again be solo to break down tonight's main slate of NBA action, getting all of our information from the DraftKings platform. Tonight, we have a nice 8-game slate, but before we get into those games, I want you guys to check out tonight's injury report using Sports Ethos Live Injury Report. That is sportsethos.com/live. And it's going to be the injury report that can be found in today's DFS delivery. So, guys, some games that interest me tonight, it's going to be the Indiana Pacers going up against the Dallas Mavericks, New York Knicks taking on the Houston Rockets, and the best game, I think, in my opinion, on the docket is going to be the Philadelphia 76ers going up against the Denver Nuggets. Now, our first game that we have going on tonight is going to be the Indiana Pacers taking on the Dallas Mavericks. On the Pacers side of the ball, I'm looking at Jordan Nora, he's going to be 4,900, and Jordan in his last game out exploded onto the scene. He played 34 minutes, scored 33 points, almost a point a minute. He also had 6 rebounds. He made a huge jump from playing 18 minutes to 33 minutes. So if he could play those types of minutes, he'll be nice in the scoring category. Add in Jordan Nora for 4,900. The other guy I'm looking at is going to be Isaiah Jackson. He's going to be 3,900. And Miles Turner is doubtful for tonight's game, which means Jackson will continue to be a nice play for us. In his last two games, he has played 22 and 23 minutes, while scoring 12 and 14 points with 5 and 6 boards. For filling in Turner, he has a nice play for us and still under 4K. Add in Isaiah Jackson. Now, on the Mavericks side of the ball, I'm going to be looking at Tim Hardaway Jr. He's going to be 5,500 for us tonight. And Hardaway Jr. in his last has been missing back-to-back games, so keep an eye on him. But it seems like he is back to being healthy again and should play tonight. In his last game out against the Hornets yesterday, he played 36 minutes and scored 15 points with 5 boards. If he could play those types of minutes tonight, he could score another 15, so look his way tonight. Other than Hardaway Jr., I'm looking at Kyrie, especially with Luka being doubtful for tonight's game. I think Kyrie will be carrying the team and adding a ton of points to our lineups, but he is not a must-add and not my most favorite or my favorite expensive player of the night. Most favorite. That's not even English. He's not my favorite expensive player of the night. But before we get into that and we get into the second game here, I want you don't want you guys to forget the DFS Sports Ethos Pass. It is only $4.99 a month. You will unlock all the breaking news, injury news, and be able to talk to top experts like myself, your favorite DJ. Subscribe today and stay ahead of the game. All right, guys, now our second game that we have going on is going to be the New York Knicks taking on the Houston Rockets. On the Knicks side of the ball, I'm looking at Quentin Grimes. He's going to be 4,500, and in his last two games, he's been on fire and stuffing the stat sheet. He has scored 22 and 25 points with 2 and 5 boards and 1 and 6 assists. He has also been playing over 25 minutes and almost max minutes in his last game out. It seems like he's going to be on a little bit of a hot streak, so take advantage of it as long as we can. Adding Quentin Grimes. The other guy I'm looking at is Emmanuel Quickley. He's going to be 6,500 for us tonight. And Quickley, over his last 5 games, has double-doubled once, but almost made it twice in his last game out against Orlando. In those last 5 games, his scoring has been up and down, but as long as he plays over 30 minutes, he is very trustworthy. Look his way tonight and add him into your lineups. Now, on the Rockets side of the ball, I'm looking at Kevin Porter Jr. He's going to be 7,800. And Porter Jr. double-doubled in his first game of the back-to-back against the Grizzlies, scoring 14 points and grabbing 10 boards. He then came back on Friday and scored another 20 points and was 3 assists away from his second double-double in a row. Tonight against the Knicks, I think he can score nicely and have another double-double by grabbing 10 or more boards again. Look Kevin Porter Jr.'s way. Now the other guy I'm looking at, another junior. On the Rockets side, we got a lot of juniors here. We're looking at Jabari Smith Jr. He's going to be 6,400. And he has also been scoring nicely in his last 3 games he has played. He scored 17, 16, and 20 points with 11, 5, and 8 boards. He double-doubled with 17 and 11 against the Warriors back on Monday. But tonight against the Knicks, I think he can have a nice low and double-double for us. Add in Jabari Smith Jr. Now, for our last game of the night, guys, we're looking at Philadelphia 76ers taking on the Denver Nuggets. This is the main event, and I think the best game that we have on the docket. Two heavy hitters, and I'm going with On the 76ers side of the ball, I'm going with my most, my favorite, I almost did it again. I'm going with my favorite expensive tier player of the night, and that's going to be my boy Joel Embiid. He's going to be a whopping $11,500 for us, but James Harden is considered doubtful for tonight's game, which makes Embiid my favorite expensive tier player of the night, and it means that Embiid will be it will be the Embiid show. My God, I wish I could talk tonight. It means it will be the Embiid show. So lock him in. Watch him light up our lineups. It will be the best $11,000 you've ever spent at an Embiid in that expensive tier. And now I'll always also be looking at Tyrese Maxey. He's going to be $7,700 for us tonight. He's been playing great this season. He continues to do so in his last five games. He has scored 31, 22, 21, 21, and 37 points. He has not double-doubled in any of those games, but he has put some nice numbers to stuff the stats. With James Harden doubtful, he is another player that I think will reap the benefits. Look at add in Tyrese Maxey. Now on the Nuggets side of the ball, I'm going to be looking at Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. 4,600 for us tonight, and KCP played 28 minutes in his last game out and almost secured a nice double-double, scoring 11 points and grabbing 8 boards. Take a look at him tonight for our lineups. He may be a sneaky play for some nice fantasy points. Other than KCP, I would of course be looking at Nikola Jokic, the Joker, and I do not blame you for wanting to add him into your lineups, but I think Embiid could have the better fantasy game for us tonight. So look Jokic's way, but stick with Embiid. You'll thank DJ later. Now, guys, the top value plays of the night, again, highlighting somebody who's in the bottom 25% of pricing, I'm going to be looking at Isaiah Jackson. He's going to be $3,900 for us tonight. And like I said, Miles Turner is doubtful for tonight's game, which means Jackson will continue to be a nice play for us. Again, in his last two games, he's played 22 and 23 minutes, scored 12 and 14 points, and had 5 and 6 boards. For filling in for Turner, he is a nice play, and he's still under that 4K, like I said earlier, guys. Look Isaiah Jackson's way. Add him in if you can in that value tier. Now, guys, going over to our Thrive Fantasy Players of the Night. We have a couple props for us. The first one is going to be my boy, again, Joel Embiid, over 11.5 rebounds. Like I said, it'll be Embiid's show tonight with no James Harden, so look for him to lock it in. He'll get 12 or more boards for us tonight. I guarantee it. Now, the next guy that I'm going to be looking at for a Thrive Fantasy Player of the Night is going to be Domantas Sabonis, and I think he's going to get under 43.5 total points, rebounds, and assists. Sabonis has only achieved this twice in his last five games, and in those games, he scored 27 and 30 points. He is a stat sheet stuffer, but my gut is telling me he will have the under. He will have the under. So definitely take under 43.5 total points, rebounds, and assists tonight. Again, thank DJ later. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us tonight on the Sports Ethos DFS Today podcast. Once again, I am DJ Sammy Caps, and you can find me on Twitter at DJ Sammy Caps. And guys, leave us a review. Let us know how we're doing. Let DJ know how he's doing. I want to always be on the top tier, the top of my game for all of you guys, because I want to win big, and I want you guys to win big as well. Until next time, guys, good luck tonight. But until next time, guys, DJ out.